Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Prepare for glory!
Chris Denman and Travis Terrell.
We're not here to take part. We're here to take over.
We are live.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live.
And may God have mercy on your soul.
Hello, world. Welcome to We Are Live.
We are live.
Chris, oh, we're in a place of learned scholars.
We're live from Hannigan Team Realty, the Keller Williams offices in Kirkwood, Missouri. Travis, we just had the VP of Marketing himself, Brother Hebert, dropped by. So if you're in the area, come by. We'll let you shake Andy's hand, touch his abs, and do whatever you want to Travis. So we're hanging out here again at Hannigan Team Realty today. 2 to 4 p.m. Carly Lawrence will join us in just a bit. She's here. And I just want to apologize to everybody for putting you through the hell of me not being on the show.
Oh, here we go.
That
wow.
happens.
Here we go.
I will say that in the group text, it has gotten awfully warm between Gainsey and TT. Is that Travis trying to save face from the whooping he took on video that you can see on We Are Live's Facebook page from the second team MCC conference D tackle?
He's trying to
tackle,
pit us against each other.
All these things. Is it that, or is it just that, you know, I was away, you guys thought you could steal the spotlight? I mean, Travis, you may get like the most interactions from any listener on this station.
Yeah, troubling.
Second to Doug Vaughn.
Yeah, very troubling.
But at the same time, the people know. Right? They know the pecking order. It's, you know, you tell the kids, you're like, hey, mom, dad, I know one of us doesn't work, but it's all equal. It's like, no, I know who to go ask the permission for, right?
I'm going to be completely honest with you right now, Chris. Gaines is the young bull. He's more fit. One thing that
the,
he did show
bull rusher.
Me. No, one thing he did show me a couple of days ago, that he is more athletic than you. He is a younger version than you.
I'm not a D-tackle.
He has great hair. He has great facial hair. He is you, but 7 years ago. So while I wait on you to lose those 50 pounds you've been talking about for the last 60 months, Gaines is okay and comfortable within his skin. And I, you know, I don't know. I've been looking at the young bull lately, and I'm saying to myself, you know what? Maybe I may ride this bad boy through the prairie. I don't know. Nice little test run yesterday.
You guys should do a radio show from Slough High's C-Wing janitor closet. I think it could work.
I sense some jealousy in your voice. I think something happened yesterday.
There's a
chill
room that we could do it in.
Oh, there's a chill room at Slough?
Senior chill room.
Oh, man, that's dope. Hey, man, y'all got a security post and the parking lot and everything. Y'all kind of fancy. I was driving by there the other day. I think I may stop in. Let's do that. Chris, you have shown us lately that, hey, man, maybe you're just too big for us.
Right,
man?
Right.
Maybe you can't handle the humbleness between Gaines and I. Hey, we're here at Andy Hannigan's office. Is this not the best-looking group of people that works?
I commented on this, and you guys can give me your opinion. You guys have opinions on this. 855-282-8255 is how you get a hold of us. You can text in or call in. Text coming in fast and furious already. Stephen Wildwood says, Denman in the afternoon came in at 15 on the Jason Barrett Top 20 Mid-Market Afternoon Shows after what I did yesterday. And you know what? I appreciate that. And it was a little bit low, but, you know, a debut nonetheless. My point was, here at Hannigan Team Realty, I walked in and nobody really knows who we are or who I was. I still got direct eye contact and smiles and hellos from people, and I'm so used to people's communication skills and nonverbal communication being absolute dog ass that it's actually uncomfortable when people are outgoing and polite.
Like, what do you want?
Yeah. I was like, listen, man, I'm sure you got a couple charities you represent or something. Like, here, I'm just here to see Andy Hannigan. We're doing a broadcast. We're some chumps, and that's what we're here for.
They're so nice here, and you can see why they're so successful because of their amazing customer service. As you mentioned, we walked into the doors, and they treated us like royalty. So I'd imagine
Travis
if you're going through the experience of trying to buy or sell a home.
Oh, look at him. Weave it in. Weave it in.
Did you hear my segues yesterday?
Oh, yeah, I listened to the whole thing.
You little ass. Wow. My God. But no, you can come into here at Keller Williams Realty, and they will take good care of you. They're very polite. And, you know, it's a lot of anxiety that goes along with selling or buying a home. So it's good to be around people.
Are you just riffing right now?
It's good to be around people that care about you and your well-being and your future. So if you're in the area, stop by and say hello to our good friend, Andy Hannigan.
Hey, let's hope the hipster Tower Grove South makes it over to Kirkwood on Manchester at Hannigan Team Realty and Keller at the Keller Williams offices. Travis isn't a fighter. He's a lover. My sexy chocolate lover. That's the hipster Tower Grove South. That's funny because Travis is eating chocolate kisses right now. And speaking of chocolate kisses, Carly Lawrence joins
the
show.
Hey, boo.
Hey
Carly.
Girl.
How are you?
Girl. Now, what the best thing about why I love my Carly, she was sick yesterday out with the semi-AIDS, and I'm glad you were able to make
nacho
it over here.
Nacho cheese blood
AIDS
sickness.
Very much
it's
so.
It was a mixture.
Yeah. But she's
it's new.
Hey, your raspy voice is actually present.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I kind of like it. Okay. Well, good for you.
It's kind of there.
All right. I'm feeling
congratulations,
it.
Listeners.
I think we can go, Chris.
Yes. I was going to say, Trav and Carly
can
have got
this. Can I have some
of
that candy,
here.
Though?
Well, that was
can
the
I
thing.
Can I have some of your chocolate kisses,
that's
though?
Why. I'm glad Chris pointed that out, though, because I made sure that I tried to get to the good chocolate before Carly got here because I knew she was going to seize on the
stupid
table of candy that's presently in front of us right now. There are some chocolates available.
Thanks.
But in typical Carly fashion, just in case, she brought her own food.
Yeah.
And from
well,
the outside.
Well, because I texted you guys, I was like, is there food? You said no. I'm like, well, doggone it. I'm going to have to figure this out. No, I did. I'm glad I listened to you bozos yesterday. He started going off talking about side pieces and how to deal with that. No.
We did. It was a very
I'm
eventful
so glad
show.
I was actually listening.
And we'll have a hypothetical question at,
we do.
Around
we do have a situation
today,
of the
so
day. We'll be able to go over that as well. But, Chris, what are we going to do first and foremost? Or we're going to wait till the top
we're
of the hour?
We're going to wait till 3 o'clock.
Okay.
And that's just it's just 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't have to do this bottom of the hour, top of the hour.
Top of the hour because
garbage.
We're still presently at the moment on radio. And because of that, what will we be doing at 3 o'clock?
Boy, is that good. At 3 o'clock, Andy Hannigan will join you guys, and we're actually going to do the Hump Day giveaway. If you go to the Facebook page, you can see all of the submissions that have been texted into Andy's personal cell phone, and boy, you guys don't hold back. FCC regulations be damned.
Look, when we leave a situation or a segment up to the listeners, they take a full advantage of it.
Yeah.
They never come up short.
The wall STL
so
Snapchat has been awry with a lot of dudes sending things in today. Thank you. Appreciate that, Rock.
You guys disgust me.
314 texting in. Andy Hannigan is ugly.
Whoa.
And then Stephen Wildwood says,
you
are any of the agents as hot as Trav there asking for a friend? And also, my sister-in-law is an agent there. Don't tell her I'm gay for Travis. Stephen Wildwood.
Just yell out the door real quick, Gaines, and tell him that Stephen Wildwood is.
Steve's in Wildwood.
No, this is a very good-looking staff of people. Like, I ain't going to lie, I won't. If I had some bread, I'd make me a Keller Williams Realty sandwich right now.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Carly, would you eat it?
I'd take a bite.
Hell yeah. You see? And Hannigan. You should see Hannigan today. He has this lovely, nice, form-fitted blue suit with an orange stripe
tie. Makes his hair glow.
I can't wait.
He looks like
he already has a shiny waffle.
He looks like
it,
he did. And he also looks like Jesus in a Hugo Boss suit. Just think about that.
Jesus with a haircut.
Oh, it looks so good. I ain't going to even lie.
He's got a
this
haircut.
Is
like
going
shiny,
really well so
far.
He's
just a shiny man.
He is. It's, he, has a,
he was standing in this room and where the lights
some reality
going
is
going
you're going to have to deal
was
with
he, like,
if
glowing?
You keep talking
that's
to guys
so,
like that. Okay?
That's so him. That's so Andy Hannigan.
Classic Andy Hannigan.
He is quite fresh to death.
That's right. We got a lot to talk about today. Plenty going on in our world. And do us a favor. Subscribe on iTunes. Check out all past content on Inside STL as well. And we got, we're going to have Nate. Who? Either way, we've got great comedians.
I think I'm about to say.
I'm like, who the hell's doing our show?
Read it first, Chris. Look at what you're going
that's
to
what
say
I get for trying to
before
go off the cuff.
You say it.
Either way, we're here live at Hannigan Team Realty today. That's who I was going to say. Pat Emick going to join us at 3:30 for a live version of PTI. That'll knock out his appearances for the week. And then you guys are doing trivia tonight. What a great week.
It's going to be fun. If you're in the area, come on by to Ballin. Stop by Joy B's. And we'll have trivia night between 8 to 10 o'clock, giving away prizes from the folks at Joey B's. Come say hello to Pat Emick and Travis Terrell this evening.
I'm coming, too.
You're coming through, girlfriend? Yeah. Oh, and Carly Lawrence will be in the building. So finally, we will have probably every male in Chesterfield being able to show up to Joey B's. So
is
if you're in
happening?
The area, come on by. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Hey,
great out there.
Travis,
it's
you
such
coached
a beautiful restaurant.
You coached some high school basketball.
Yeah, I did.
Would you let a kid score 92 points in a game?
You already know how I feel about that thing. You know, let's get into that right away. Gaines, we want to go ahead and set the table because Chris raises a very good question. And I think this is going
one
to get
kid,
us.
One kid scored 92 points. Sorry, Gaines. Tell us about it.
It was awful. This was terrible. He was 7 of 22 from 3-point. He was 30 of 39 from 2-point. He had 63 points in the second half.
Okay.
And so was this
the final score was 143 to 126.
Now, so was this on purpose? They were just like, you know what? Let's just let you do it.
So I watched every basket of the game because
it was essentially he was cherry picking. That's, yes. But that's part of the offense that runs now. For the record, LaMelo Ball is the younger brother of Alonzo Ball, who is right now
just Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo Ball, excuse me.
Racist.
I know. I apologize, but he is right now the premier college basketball player. Many have him going one or two in the upcoming NBA draft. And then they have another younger brother that also is already committed to UCLA as well. LaMelo will be going to UCLA next year.
No, he's a sophomore.
In 2 years. Okay. And so
kid's a sophomore. And
yeah, so they have
points.
Three brothers. They're all studs. He's going to likely be a McDonald All-American similar to his brother. And the offense that they run in SoCal is essentially there's no term for it per se, but essentially they want to get as many shots off in a game as possible. They have this 11-second rule. So essentially in order for them to get a shot off within 11 seconds, they are able to sacrifice on defense just to get more on offense.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, it's more like they played a 2-second rule last night because he didn't go back on defense. So
what? At all?
He stayed at like half court. The most he came back to was like half court.
Are they that good defensively?
No. The other team scored 126
I'm going to say
points.
The score was 146 to 123, Chris, in a high school basketball game.
That's weird.
8-minute quarters. 32 minutes of game time.
So the question becomes, to answer Chris's question, having been a coach, would I allow a kid to score that many points? I would send a message to my team letting him know that he's going to have to earn those points.
They kind of did that at the end.
Earn those points, and even if he gets to that particular point, he's gonna feel our defense intensity. Let's put it that way. He will know that my defenders are there every time he goes up for a shot. He will be well aware as to where my defense is. I am not of the school of thought of this type of game. And I'm not trying to be old man, get off my lawn when it comes to the game of basketball. It evolves, obviously, over time. But I'm not letting a kid score 92 on me. It ain't happening. It ain't happening. It just won't happen. And I'm not advocating for any violence or anything dirty.
Yeah, you are.
But I'm saying there's
an undertone, isn't there?
There's an
aggressive undertone.
Oh, and I'm not faulting you for it, but
I'm going to be be physical with them. I'm going to have my guys be physical with them. It's what we.
But
used
if you
see.
Do, if you do watch the highlights, like they were doubling him in the fourth quarter and all over him, and he was still jumping up and taking the ball away from them and then dribbling through them.
He's a very skilled ball player. He's very good. So it isn't just a matter of a kid just waiting underneath the basket to try to get cheap layups like it's NBA Live.
If they would have played a regular like high school game, he probably would have dropped like 41 last night, but they didn't.
Also, let's also take into effect that in these high school games in California, there are shot clocks as well. So they have – not all Missouri basketball games are played with a shot clock. So in some states you do, some you don't. So if there wasn't a shot clock, then I obviously would try to – slow the game down as much as I can.
Oh, you do what where I went to high school. If you play too much of an athletic team, you spread it around. You
brothers.
You pass the ball a lot, and all of a sudden it's a close game. You got to be able to shoot. But I saw that. And then on top of it, there's a school near Farmington, Central High School in Park Hills, Missouri, that a kid hit 16 threes and scored 52 points. Yesterday or 2 days ago.
Good for that kid.
That kid, I like.
Earned it.
Yeah.
He earned it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's right.
No, but if you've ever met the Ball family, they're very charismatic folks. Their father, he is often
family
interviewed.
Friends?
No, not at all.
You know him, right?
No, but he has three sons that are elite basketball players. And so every time UCLA plays, and Lonzo Ball, of course, plays for UCLA, the cameras find him. And the father is... He's Muhammad Ali with it, and he brings the noise. He talks some trash. He lets everyone know that his kids are the best in the world and that they are going to change the game. And right now, the way Lonzo Ball is balling out for UCLA, a kid that's going to be in the NBA in a year or so, he may have some truth to it. It reminds me of when the Williams sisters came on the scene, and their father would talk a lot of trash, and everybody in the media thought he was crazy. And he was like, no, they're going to change the sport forever. I think these kids have the ability to be able to do that. And now, obviously, when you take it to the next level, a lot of things change. But 92 points in a high school basketball game, I don't care what offense you're running, it's still impressive. As a coach, I would do whatever within my means legally to make sure he earned those points. But, yeah, it was one of the most insane things we're probably going to see in all of sports. And I don't care if it is high school. It's probably one of the most insane things we'll see.
My favorite part of it was in the fourth quarter when they were doubling. I mean, he was finally making insane threes. The only good thing he did all night was he would make an insane three, and then his team would just run on the court and celebrate with him, and they would just get a technical foul, and then the other team would shoot the technical foul.
That's weird.
It was wild.
It was wild.
There's a video. Now, this isn't – he's had another game this year where he went, I believe, for 76 points as well. There was a moment in that game where he started the game off after they won the tip. He shot it basically with maybe a foot in front of half court and nailed it, nothing but net. Mm-hmm. The kid has some Steph Curry-esque in him. So – they're going to be the future of the game. We're seeing it right now in the NBA when it comes to Steph Curry. But 90, that's a lot. What would you do? You're 92 points in the game. He's only a sophomore, Gaines?
Sophomore, yep.
Good God. And he has handles for days. It was very impressive. How many points have you ever scored in a game, Chris?
Like 31. That's the most ever.
Really?
Yeah.
You scored 31 in a high school basketball game?
No, AAU.
Oh, Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah. High school 22.
You scored 22 in a high school basketball game? Okay.
He's got a weak right. left
Carly?
Hand, though.
What's Ooh, that?
Rocky
constantly driving hand. From the left wing using his right hand to finish. Unbelievable.
Why would I? What?
Carly, how many guys have you made out with in one night? What's your record?
What?
What's
Why
your record?
Why don't I get the basketball
Okay, my bad.
Question.
You're right. That is very sexist. Games passed me the question. I apologize. How many points have you scored in a sporting event?
How many points have you scored?
In a high school basketball game?
Yeah.
Eight.
I did. Gaines, how many of you did?
77, I believe.
I did.
Not your football number, dummy.
No.
I did 78. So.
You scored 78 points in a basketball game. And what high school was this?
High school.
I did have in a CYC high school game. I had 6 points in like 1 second because I hit an and one three, and then the guy got a technical foul.
That's amazing.
And then I shot the two technical free throws.
You're not scoring 92 points on me. Period.
Yeah,
you know, we've had this discussion before. I think it was
even
a kid
to score 30 like regularly. Like you have to hit 3, 4, 5 threes. Like that's usually unless you're just completely.
But if I'm the guy defending him, or if I'm the guy, you know, the two guys tasked with double teaming him, when he goes up for that shot, he's going to know I'm there.
Okay, but what do you do if? Do you not go play offense?
I'm willing to slow the game down to make sure he doesn't score that many points. Yes, I am willing to sacrifice my offense.
As the perpetrator of many an intentional foul, I'm right there with you, Trev.
And again, I'm not saying, you know, take the kid's knees out. I'm not saying, you know, bridge him. I'm saying that if I have enough guys on my bench, I'm rotating them in and out. To give him
big
a
boss,
hard fall.
Big
hard
boss in North County does not appreciate our little comments, says to keep our personal opinions to ourselves and our homeboys. That's a reference to a woman calling Doug Vaughn at the news station because he said something, I believe, about Randy Moss. So that's what's going on. The only thing more impressive than that kid scoring 92 points is the number of times Ray King has supposedly been with Richard Pritchard's dad, Sergeant Major Rhodes.
Sergeant Major Rhodes?
He's getting
Coming
in on that
left
action.
Field.
He is.
I love that.
That was well done.
855-282-8255 is how you can be just like Sergeant Major Rhodes or even Lefty Jaxmere. I'd like to be one of the guys tasked with double-teaming Trav. I guarantee he'd feel my presence.
That's on me. That's on me. That's my file. I go over to the scorer's table and say, yeah, that's on me. I walked right into that one. That was well done.
Trav scored 8 during the game and then scored a 69 with the coach afterwards. Thanks, Boomhauer.
Damn it.
Well, we're live here from Hannigan Team Realty, and it's off to a hell of a start here on 590 The Fan KFNS. Are you guys going to be able to handle this? I mean, are we feeling this? Are we feeling good about everything? Everything going okay?
As far as the future in general? Are we talking about life? Or are we talking about
life
scene? What are we discussing at the moment?
Talking about life.
This is really fun. I just don't want to be too loud.
It's about life.
These people are actually doing real work, something I have not been familiar with in quite some time. So I don't want to be disturbing to them, but they look.
They set us up in this sweet room. Everything's nice. They got us the water. They take care of people.
And like I said, it is some honey dips in this piece. You know what I'm saying? If I were to try, I ain't even trying to sell a home. What I'm doing, I just come in here and just be like this would be like, this feel like a wheelhouse for adults.
Wheelhouse for
this
adults.
This feels like wheelhouse for adults. Right. But people with futures and careers.
I know. I think that woman's top is off. Is she? What? I think it's a tiger. Are they throwing digits?
I mean, but it is fun that they do have a DJ booth inside of here as well. So they are really, you know, they're hip. And yet they're all about the family.
I want to throw this out there. Dan O'Fallon, go to hell. That was hilarious. Text line is really it's a good place, and
it's never been a good place. You say it's a good place. What has the text line ever given us that's been good? Why do you say that? Well, you encourage them.
People texted Andy Hannigan all their best pickup lines, and in the 3 o'clock hour, he's going to give away candy from Merbs, a South City essential.
What's that?
And then the second prize is a White Castle crave case.
Since all of you are lonely out there,
since all you dorks aren't going to go anywhere tonight, I know. Maybe a crave case is up your alley.
This is
and Carly, which probably split it with.
Yes,
you.
Yeah,
well, yeah, I think I'm going to deliver them to the crave case. Like they'll have two left, but I'll deliver.
But it will still be a crave case. Nobody knows how many are in there.
Yes. No, you say the text line's a good thing, and
absolutely,
it is. You get to interact with people
because
that...
where we're presently located at Keller Williams near the lobby. Would you keep the text box open for people who walk by?
Yeah.
You would not. That would be
I have it open and I'm kind of by the door.
No, and I would assure you that if someone looked over your shoulder, they would shake their head at you right now. You people are disgusting. And I'm sure your lovely family people.
Don't chide
them.
No,
I'm going to chide them. I'm going to do it right now. I'm sorry.
Spell chide.
C-H-I-D-E-Z. Chides.
I don't.
What's a chide?
I don't know about the text line.
They're on potato skins.
I don't know about the
text. That's very good.
It's the worst show of all time. I don't know about the text line, but Trav gave me AIDS.
See, oh, yeah, so many good things come from the text line, Chris. Please continue.
Thanks, Ray King.
Yeah, you all disgust me. And you know what? Yeah, let's have a moment. You all are sick, deplorable human beings.
Deplorable again. It's bad.
Yeah, you are deplorable. You are deplorable. You're right.
I thought in Trump's America you were going to say deplorable.
No, I can't. I'm going to say it. You all make me want to vomit every time I look at the text screen. I'm looking at the text screen right now. You make me sick. I'm going to read yours, Jimmy D. The only thing more amazing than that kid scoring 92 points is Big Al scoring with anyone or anything other than a chimp. Okay, now that's funny.
Come down to Southtown Pub. Give Trav a tug.
Hipster of Tower Grove South. By the way, we're not at Southtown Pub today.
Thrusting away.
Thank you. Know your drops, man. Hipster of Tower Grove South drinking a Busch Light, what looks like on the job.
He's drinking an America.
He's drinking an America with an American flag inside of it, and he looks like he's in court. Yeah, that's inappropriate. Anything about these people, Chris, that you want to defend, go ahead and do it. I dare you. Defend these people.
You know what? I'm going to let you guys handle this. We're going to take a quick break. We're live from Hannigan Team Realty, Keller Williams offices right here in Kirkwood, across the street from Pi. If you want to come in and say hello, we're just to the left when you come into the entrance. Say hello. Come give Andy a hug. Travis, again, open to anything, literally open to anything, physically, emotionally. He's just looking for some sort of interaction with another human.
There's conference rooms available.
I am absolutely okay.
There's a lot going on here at Hannigan Team Realty today. Rock back at the studio. The show, it's We Are Live. We're live again. Hannigan Team Realty making it happen. We got PTI live in person today, so we're excited about that. Pat Emick joining us. Quick break here. 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, InsideSTL.com. Be right back.
You know, so we ain't really never had no old money. We got a whole lot of new money, though.
Hey!
Raindrops. Drop top.
Expletive. No cooking the hot box. Expletive. Yeah, that. Cooking the.